fewer people are riding buses and light rail systems in Phoenix and nationwide. That's according to data from the Federal Transit Administration. From 2010 to 2018, Metro Phoenix saw a 12% drop. Only three major cities saw increases: Seattle, Las Vegas, and Salt Lake City. Joining us for a few minutes to talk about the decline in transit use and what some cities are doing about it is Yonah Freemark, a doctoral candidate in urban studies at MIT. Mr. Freemark analyzes and writes about transit data on his website, thetransportpolitik.com. Yonah, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So at its core, what are the plausible explanations for a drop in transit use nationwide?
I think the biggest explanation has been that there's been an increase in purchasing power among people throughout the country because the economy is a bit better. And at the same time, our transit services in almost every city have been reduced in their quality. And so people are choosing what service makes more sense to them, both with their money and their time.
So in Phoenix, we've added more bus routes and extended our light rail system, but the ridership hasn't increased. How does the FTA measure that?
Well, the FTA is taking measurements from every city that it's interviewing. So in other words, Phoenix, the Metro Transit provides the information to the FTA, and that will end up being put into the FTA database.
Okay. In the bigger picture, you know that there are folks who will point to the trend and say, see, transit is super expensive, it's a waste of money. How do we justify then the expense of mass transit overall?
Well, I think it's worth putting in context the changes in ridership in places like Phoenix versus overall investments in transportation over the last few years. I was just looking up how much new roads have been built in Arizona over the past decade or so. And when you look at it, more than 1,000 miles of public roadways have been built just between 2012 and 2017. At the same time, Phoenix built about 28 miles of light rail. And when you compare those two numbers, you start to get a sense of why one transportation system is attracting a lot more users, that is the car system, and the other, the transit system, is suffering. In the end, if we want to get more people on transit, we have to invest more in it and less on the roadway system.
But also, you know, are there some areas, you know, here in Phoenix, and I've grown up here, we talk about the car culture, Los Angeles talks about that as well. It doesn't mean these places shouldn't have good public transit, but does that ever play into it, the fact that some of these places are very spread out?
Absolutely. So the fundamental reason why people would choose to take transit rather than drive is that the land uses around the transit system are easy to walk around in. That's sort of the fundamental attribute for any successful transit system. And for any of your listeners who've been to cities like New York or San Francisco, it's pretty obvious why those cities have high transit ridership, because they're cities that are very dense with lots of big buildings, with lots of activities you can get back and forth from and walk around to. In Phoenix and a lot of cities in the southwest of the United States, our land uses have been spread out so far that it's often very difficult to be able to walk around neighborhoods, and the transit system isn't able to provide as good of a service as a car can.
You know, I have your website up right now, thetransportpolitik.com, and one of the headlines, one of the recent headlines from last month is transit ridership loss inevitable, a U.S.-France comparison. So is transit ridership loss inevitable to some extent or no? What's your answer?
Well, I absolutely think no. The answer is no. And the reason, you know, the reason why I'm pretty confident that that's the case is that you can look at certain cities, both in the U.S. and in other countries, where transit ridership has been rising despite all the same trends that you're seeing in places like Phoenix. In France, I looked at about 30 different urban areas all around that country and found that in every single one, transit ridership has been rising over the past few years. And there's some good reasons for that. One is that these governments have made sure that new growth is occurring within the city, not sprawled out into low density areas. Another is that the transit systems have been really improved, whereas the road systems have not been expanded. And when you put those three things together, you get for a transit system that really can attract more riders. We even see that in the United States as well. If you look at a place like Seattle, which actually did see increased ridership over the last few years, one of the key things that Seattle has done is make sure that all that growth that's occurring over the last few years is happening in central areas near downtown and in dense neighborhoods where people can walk around. And that's really important to make it possible for people to take transit.
All right. Interesting stuff. That's Yonah Freemark, a doctoral candidate in urban studies at MIT. Also interesting website, thetransportpolitik.com. Yonah, thanks.
Thank you.